Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We're live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios worldwide on American Forces Radio, coast to coast on great radio stations like this one. You can listen to us in the Bob and Tom app if you like. And you can also vote on whether or not you want to see the very scary gallbladder. Just finished up burning a bunch of corn chips outside.
All right.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
I got a nice lungful before coming back.
He's suffering from smoke inhalation, I'm guessing.
Can you smell me, Chris?
We found out that corn chips are very flammable. Fritos roasting on an open fire.
Mm-hmm.
Time now for the Napa Shoo-In of the Week, starring Chick McGee with guest sports commentator Danelle Rawlings, comedian and actor. You know Danelle from The Wire, and you know... There you go.
That's right. It just makes you do that to your voice.
From the Chappelle Show and Saturday Night Live, and we are the way this works is we have a little treat. Is Danelle aware of this? Okay. Because the way this works, the show works, is we always get a grandmother who is our sports prognosticatress, if that's a word. And because Danelle happens to star on Discovery Life's program Project Dad, that would make his mother a grandmother, and Joyce has joined us on the phone.
Oh, great.
Hey, Joyce, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, this is Tom, and we're very, very happy to have your very handsome son, Danelle, in the studio with us.
Ain't he handsome?
He is. He's adorable.
Good looking man.
That's mother love right there.
Yeah.
I understand he gets his good looks from you.
Hey.
And no, I meant that in the nicest way. Did that come off bad?
No.
Okay, good. And he is a Washington Redskins fan, as is our sports broadcast master, Chick McGee. Even she's
yes,
laughing.
I am.
I understand you have three sons. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who's around besides Danelle?
The other boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Darwood and Dwayne.
Although it's the three D's.
the triple D.
Yes,
triple D. All right. Well, the way the show works, Joyce. First of all, is Danelle a good son?
Very good son. He's a son. I call him a son of blessing.
Oh, wow.
Son of blessing. Ooh,
yeah, because she texted me one time. She just started a text message, and she put SOB. I'm like, Mom, I don't think you can talk about
that. I meant the right son, and I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, I think when you start son of, I think that fills in automatically on an iPhone. Danelle is here along with Chick McGee.
Hi.
And did you watch Danelle on Saturday Night Live last week?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. It was a good show, wasn't it?
That, you know what? That's historical. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you.
Having Chappelle back on was a big, big deal.
They always making history. Come on.
Yeah. Now, what shows do you watch that Danelle isn't on?
What show did I watch him on?
No, there are obviously
you watch other, any other television
what other TV
shows?
Shows do you like to watch?
Oh, I like them Law and Order TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
You know? Them Law and Order and Criminal Minds, you know, they make you dig down.
Yeah. What do they call those?
Yeah, because when you look at all that comedy, you got to get a balance, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's the procedurals, yeah. I think they call those. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Where you see the beauty of those is you see the crime, and then you see the trial, and then the guilty party usually goes
that's
away.
That's it. That's
yeah.
it.
Life's not like that.
I was in one of them kind of shows on The Wire, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Danelle was on The Wire, of course.
In the corner. Yeah.
He's a very fine actor. Have you been watching him on Discovery Life's show, Project Dad?
Lord, how can you not? Yes. How can you not?
How many grandchildren do you have?
Four.
Okay. Can you name them all?
Sure, I ain't got Alzheimer's yet.
You tell him, Joyce. Yes.
I got Dusan. I got Dwayne. I got Dusan. That's my son Dwayne's boy.
Uh-huh.
I got Amina and Little Wu. That's my son Dawu's son.
Right.
And I got Austin. That's my son Donnell's son. Okay.
So they left the all D transition. The tradition, I mean, of having all D's.
Yeah, they did. But
did they...
that's all right. But they got D's in their name. Come on now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's a very good explanation. Did they call you up and break that to you slowly? Did they say, hey, look, by the way, Mom, it's not going to be Donnelina. I just want you to know.
That would really be upsetting for Austin.
Got his daddy's middle name. He got his daddy Donnell Austin. Come on.
Okay.
He got him.
All right. I can see why Donnell's a comedian, because his his delivery reminds me very much of you, Joyce.
Oh, Lord. You know you got to do that in this life. This life is a mess up out here.
I think you're my favorite human being.
Better have some jokes.
I couldn't.
But you know, God sure got them.
That's right.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, you're not kidding.
See it every day, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a couple people in this room might have said I was married to one.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, let's reintroduce everybody. Hi, I'm Tom. That would be Chick. That would be Josh. That's Christy. Danelle Rawlings, distinguished actor and comedian. Danelle is also the star on Discovery Life of Project Dad, which is going to be making its way to TLC real soon, next year, I believe.
Okay.
And we have Joyce. That's Danelle's mom. She's on the phone. We have to do our sports picks, Chick. I'm sorry. You got your mic on over there?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, everybody gathered around.
She is a grandma.
Yeah, that's right. The Cleveland Browns hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cleveland is at home. They're getting 8 points. Who do you like, Grandma, Cleveland or Pittsburgh?
Say again.
Okay. Cleveland hosting the Steelers. Browns getting 8 points. Who do you like, the Browns or Pittsburgh?
Lord. Them Steelers.
All right. I will take Cleveland plus the
really?
Eight. Really? I think it's Browns week. Okay.
That's
all right. We're friends. Okay. The Dallas Cowboys hosting the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens getting 7. And Big D, those daggone Cowboys. Who do you like?
You know,
Dallas
or
Baltimore?
Anybody that's against them Cowboys.
You don't.
That's my mother right there.
That's right. That's right. The Redskins and anybody playing the Cowboys are our favorite team.
Yes.
And then finally, Sunday night, the Packers visit historic and holy FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland to take on the Washington Redskins. The Packers are getting 3 in this one. Who do you like, Washington or Green Bay?
Child, you know them Redskins. I ain't going to be no fair weather fan.
That's right. I heard you.
Come in from behind. Come on now.
That's right. Come on. I like the Redskins too, obviously.
Me
I will
too.
Take Washington.
Very
there you
good.
Go.
Very good. Well, Joyce, what a thrill. Thanks so much for the time. It sounds like you've got people you got to take care of there.
Boy, trying to get in on the act.
Okay. He wants
is,
to be on
he?
The radio.
Everybody wants to be in show business.
That's how these children are in this family.
Well, Joyce, what a great pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the child there, whoever that may be.
Who is that?
It probably starts with a D.
That's Austin's cousin.
Okay.
That's Austin's cousin. Yay.
What's
his
name?
Dawu, yes.
Dawu?
Dawu?
Mm-hmm. Named after Dawu. Named after his daddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got the D back.
They call him Little Wu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Little D?
No, they call him Little Wu.
Okay.
Like for Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang!
That's awkward.
How old is Wu?
I like them too.
How old is Wu, Joyce?
He is, what is he, 17 months.
Oh,
18 months.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's adorable.
They real close together. Little Austin and him real close together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast.
There you go.
There you go. We got it covered.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. This has been fascinating. Thank you so much, Joyce.
It's a pleasure.
Love you.
Okay. You're so nice. She said she loves you, Danelle.
I love you too, Ma. I'll see you next week.
Okay.
All right. Is she doing Thanksgiving? Oh, yeah. We didn't get to talk about Thanksgiving.
Oh, I should have asked her what her favorite dish was. Yeah. What does she make best? Because you're a chef.
Yeah. She's really good with like different type of greens. She got like an awesome like collard green kale recipe. But, you know, we dabble in everything. But it's going to be fun because every year, well, not every year. Last year we started the Rawlings Smith cook-off.
Yeah.
And I think I'm the best cook in the family.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when you're in a contest that's hosted by your uncle at his house,
yeah.
The system was rigged. They, they set me up last year, but I'm going back. I want to redeem myself.
What are you going to make this year?
I'm going to make fried turkey. I'll make fried turkey, potato salad. I'm going to make collard greens. I have this awesome corn dish that I do.
Oh.
But in D.C., they have like this popular like sauce called mumble sauce. It's a popular sauce in D.C. So what I'm doing is I'm making a fried turkey, but I'm making a cranberry mumble sauce to go over it, and I think that should seal the deal.
Ooh, wow. Sounds nice. Wonderful.
Yes.
Now, you may find this a stunner, but I had collard greens for the first time in my life about 3 months ago.
Really?
They were
None of us are surprised.
Oh, I love them.
They were delightful.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. In fact, I had them with our friends from Blue Apron.
Oh, okay.
I'd never had them before or made them before, and it came with one of my Blue Apron boxes, and I made collard greens.
You made them?
Yes.
Oh,
now, I'm sure that perhaps with a little experience, or perhaps if I'd gone 6 miles south, I could have gotten... Never mind.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.